something you could say to that host or that person is like, some days I don't feel like socializing. Chronic pain takes a toll on my body. And sometimes the pain I experience is too severe to even leave the house. If I cancel or can't make it, it's not because I don't want to be there. Like, I know it's frustrating, but it's also frustrating for me. And I love you. And if I have the energy, I will be there. And if not, I'll be there in spirit. And if somebody gets like frustrated with you, you can be like, I know I get frustrated with me too. I get frustrated with my energy. I get frustrated with my chronic pain. I am frustrated too. I'm trying my best and I need your support.
Hi, and welcome to the Endo Babe podcast. I'm your host, Chelsea Bree. I'm an ultrasound tech turned endometriosis coach, positivity and self-love advocate, a 7 on the Enneagram, and I am a proud dog mom. And I'm on a mission to help you live more positively with endometriosis and be happy in your body. On the Endo Babe podcast, we're going to dive deep into all things endometriosis, mindset, self-love, health, and so much more. This is a badass podcast for badass endo babes, and I want you to leave this podcast feeling inspired and empowered on your own health journey with more confidence and the belief that you too can have more good days than bad. Are you with me, babes? See you in the podcast.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Endo Babe podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about ways to set effective boundaries through the holidays. We all know Christmas is coming up in the next couple of weeks. We're probably, even though it's a wonderful time of year, it can also be one of the most chaotic times of year for a lot of us, right? And there's this idea of how like the holidays should be all relaxing, warm and fuzzy time. But the reality and the pressure of that is coming from every direction, right? And as you all know, stress can be one of our biggest triggers for endometriosis. I know it is one of mine. I will always have a pain flare if I'm super stressed. And one way to reduce that stress is for me to set effective boundaries, right? Whether it be at work, with family, with friends, with myself, right? There's so many expectations of us, especially if you're hosting, right? For all of us to visit all the holiday parties and see all of the family and go do all of the things. But sometimes like we just need to rest, because rest is productive and healing for us, especially with chronic illness, right? And the key for us to still be able to do all of the things that we want to do, right, without losing our sense of balance or going into a major flare, is by setting boundaries, right? Realistic strategies that you can put into place now to help reduce your stress and improve your joy through the holiday season. Right. And one of the most effective things that you could do, and the first thing I recommend that you do is create a must-do and a can wait list. Right. Because sometimes prioritizing isn't black and white, especially when if you're anything like me and I want to say yes to everything, and then my body's like, better not. Right. Especially when there's 10 different things that we need to be doing or should be doing or think that we need to be doing, when in reality, some things are a must do and some things can wait. Right. It can be kind of hard to figure out what needs your attention right this instant. Right. But taking a different approach, instead of focusing on what you can take off your plate completely, restructure your focus to what must need be done and what can wait. Right. So go ahead and get a piece of paper, and on the left-hand side, write must do. On the right side, write can wait. Right. And so go ahead and write down everything. Sometimes it's easier to start and just write down everything that you feel like has to be done right now and then divide it into the two tasks. Right. But write on the left-hand side, like 10 things, number it 1 to 10, and do not go farther than 10 on must do. Things that must be done before New Year's, right? And so you'll see bullet points on the left. If you can only go to 10 and you have your first list of everything that you have to have done, what can be taken from your must-do list to your can-wait list, right? What can be moved over, right? There's a sense of urgency in our culture where we feel like we need to do everything, but when you can write it down like this, like, okay, what absolutely needs to be done this month? What can wait till January? The sense of urgency can dwindle,
if we can actually take a step back and think critically and like see it on paper about what our workload is, right? So this, I guess, is kind of similar to like the spoons theory, right? Like we only have X amount of spoons per day. And once we're out of spoons, we're out of spoons. So once your must-do list for the month of December is filled up to 10, everything else can wait, right? Because you're not going to have fun if you're stressed out. You're not going to have fun if you're overworked. You are going to be sad and in pain and stressed and anxious and upset at yourself and feeling guilty because you're missing things. And that's just not a reality that needs to happen, right? So getting really clear on what must be done and what can wait is a great place to start. Another thing is, I mean, I guess you could do this with the list as well, right? Like write out all of your activities that you are physically required to be at. I would like go through and be like, this is something I would for sure like to go to 100%. This is something that I am kind of in the middle about. And this is something that I really don't want to go to, right? Like if you only had 10 spoons, what five things would you 100% for sure like to go to? Everything else, if you have the energy for. So like, for sure, I'm going to have the energy for this. For sure, I'm going to want to be here. I guess cut your paper in three. In the middle is, if I have energy, I would like to go for this. And the last is, this is going to drain my energy. I am not going to be available for that, right? And this can go for events. This could go for anything, right? Like office party, you could participate, but you're not required to be there, you know? And so it's really just taking assessment of the things that are coming up in this next month and honestly taking a step back and looking at your life and your energy. What do you really want to go to? What are you going to have the energy for? What would you like to go to if you have the energy for it? And what is going to drain your energy, or are you okay skipping? And then if you're anything like me, I am a huge fan of organizing everything I use Google Calendar. And I literally have everything blocked off, like what I'm going to be doing, when I'm going to be doing it. So it just helps my ADHD brain. If I'm not going to forget something, if it's on my calendar, you know, and you can allow your calendar then to dictate whether you say yes or no to something. If you see like your entire day is filled up and you already have all of these things on your plate that day, are you going to have the energy to go to this holiday party at night? Or do you really want to have the energy for it? So what else could you take off your plate that week? You know, it just helps put it in like a visual perspective for you, which I know for me, I'm a very visual person. I have to like physically have things written down. I guess I'm a kinesthetic technically, but I like to see it somewhere, write it down somewhere, and then it solidifies it in my brain because I have a hard time like grasping. I'll say yes to everything, basically, is what I'm trying to say, because I would like to do everything, but actually having it on my calendar, actually doing this list of inventory of my energy, doing the must do, can wait list, all of these things really help me to understand and effectively set boundaries during the holidays for myself so that I can have the energy to do the things that I really want to do or that I know that I'm going to have to do. Right. And this may sound like, what am I trying to say? Selfish. But it's okay to be selfish with your energy. It's your energy. And with chronic illness, we kind of have to be because we only have a limited supply. Right. And let's talk about like actually setting some boundaries. Right. Like some days you might not really feel like socializing. And that's totally fine. Right. Chronic pain takes a toll on us. But if that's the case, and say it was somebody, so the three lists for like the events, the middle section where you'd like to go if you have the energy, something you could say to that host or that person is like, some days I don't feel like socializing. Chronic pain takes a toll on my body. And sometimes the pain I experience is too severe to even leave the house. If I cancel or can't make it, it's not because I don't want to be there. Like, I know it's frustrating, but it's also frustrating for me. And I love you. And if I have the energy, I will be there. And if not, I'll be there in spirit. And if somebody gets like frustrated with you, you can be like, I know I get frustrated with me too. I get frustrated with my energy. I get frustrated with my chronic pain. I am frustrated too. I'm trying my best and I need your support. So I usually find like when you actually say I need your support, people are like, oh, she actually needs my support. Because people aren't mind readers, right? You have to ask for what you need, right? Ask for the support you need, ask for the help, right? Another thing that you could say to somebody if you're not able to make their event or you just don't want to go is like, because of my chronic pain, I might not be able to do everything that I could before. There might be days where I can't do anything, right? And there are days where I might be fine, but please be patient with me and understanding with me. I'm trying my best, right? If you need help talking about or like saying, figuring out what to say to somebody or declining an event or letting them know like, hey, these are my boundaries that I'm setting up because I want to be able to have enough energy. I don't want to be run into the ground. I don't want to get even more sick. I don't want my pain to flare, right? Reach out to me. Let's chat in the DMs. I can help you come up with something to say. I guess one final note is, setting boundaries isn't just for physical things. It's also emotional and mental triggers, right? And many people are really apprehensive about going home for the holidays because it can be emotionally and mentally draining. Or it can be annoying because your family members have no boundaries themselves and inappropriate questions from loved ones are mentally and emotionally triggering and exhausting, especially around why can't we do things? When are you getting pregnant? You know, the typical things. But if a family member brings up something or a stressful topic that you'd rather not talk about, whether it be family or politics or religion or whatever it is, you know, all the hot things that people like to talk about, just inform them that you do not wish to talk about it and then change the topic. Another really powerful thing that you could say is, like, we don't share the same perspective, or thank you for telling me that we don't share the same perspective, and just end it there. You know, and if they continue to push, just say, repeat yourself. We don't share the same perspective. We're not talking about this. I'd rather you not get into it, or let's not talk about this, right? Let's change the subject. Let's talk about something else, right? Just keep redirecting the conversation when you're uncomfortable. You know, because some family members will just continue to push and just keep repeating yourself, and don't allow yourself to get trapped in trying to justify why you don't want to talk about it, because you don't want to talk about it because you don't want to talk about it. And that's justification enough. I hope your holidays are beautiful, and I hope that this helps reduce a little bit of stress around the holidays, a little bit of stress around setting effective boundaries for yourself, for your family. And I hope you have a beautiful holiday season. I love you all, and I'll catch you on the next episode of the Endo Babe podcast.
Oh, babe, thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. I had so much fun and I'm so fucking grateful for every single one of you. If you thought that this was helpful or you loved any part of this podcast, I would love, love, love for you to screenshot it and post it on Instagram at Chelsea Bree, ChelseaBri, and tag me. I would love to see what you're getting out of the episodes. It makes me so happy. I would also love it if you'd subscribe to the podcast and leave a review, because that just helps other wonderful endopapes find me as well. I adore you, and I believe that you don't deserve to feel like shit. You deserve to have a normal life despite endometriosis. So I love you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful day, and I'll catch you on next week's episode of the Endo Babe podcast.